Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Welcome into the clubhouse. This is the Golf Club on the radio, streaming live. It's also a podcast. You can listen to the live stream, Aloha from Hawaii, by the way, radiogolfclub.com. And we've got a great show for you. Yes, John Prulidge, president of New Swarm Sports. Fling Golf. He's going to be with us. Dr. Jonathan Carlson, getting back on the golf course and getting rid of that pain that's keeping you off it. Louine Mayer, she's calling in from Wales. The Curtis Cup. Go USA. We did. We won. Yay. Jason Faircloth and Major Ed Pulido, they're checking in with us. We're looking for a course for the U.S. Disabled Golf Association Championship. And Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, Golf Week and USA Today Sports Network. He's joining us first. There's so much going on. He's at the BMW Championship, Caves Valley, the Omega European Masters, Crans du Rocher Golf Course, Crans-Montana, Switzerland is where they're playing on the European Tour. The Alley Challenge, hey, we've got news. I'll be covering that with Steve from the Challenge. And the Symetra Tour, Cycling Raven Championship. May you all hit the sweet spot all the time, including all of you guys in the Hotel Charity Walk. And I mean that, guys and gals. Hotel Charity Walk tourney is underway at Poipu. Otherwise, it's sold out. So have a great round at Poipu Bay. First, we're going to thank our sponsors. Aloha Power Equipment Sand Island store is moving. Aloha Power Equipment's new superstore is across from Home Depot's Evile parking store. That's right across from Costco on Alakava. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, you name it, Aloha Power Equipment has it. Yes, the Waipahu store is open, but the Sand Island store is closed to move to Alakava. Look for their opening on September 3rd.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration Water Flood Broken Pipe Cleanup 24/7, Aloha Power Equipment, we keep power at your fingertips, Honolulu Sign, now at 1724 Hart Street, one block Mauka of Nimitz, Sue's Electric and Cranes Inc., keeping Hawaii powered and lifted for 60 years. High-rises, shopping, and commercial centers. Houses and RCM construction for your Spalding repairs. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, second PGA Tour FedEx Cup playoff tournament before the Tour Championship, by the way, the FedEx Crown, the BMW at Caves Valley. Where? Well, it's outside Baltimore in Owings Mills, Maryland. It's a huge course. Someone actually said it was, well, the size reminded them of Kapalua. Let's bring Steve DiMeglio in, senior writer, Golf Week USA Today. Hey, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. How you doing?
Good. And so what do you think? Is there any similarity?
Oh, sure. I mean, actually, basically this course is up and down. Much like, you know, 18 goes down at Kapalua, 4 goes up at Kapalua, 6 goes down, 7 goes down. Here, same things. It's all 4 of the par 3s are between 200 and 220 yards, but one of them plays like 160 because it's 40 feet below the tee box. Another one is 20 feet above the tee box. But Caves Valley, I mean, you just go in a cave, it's sort of like going into a cave and going up and down, up and down, up and down to get in and out. And it's just, and it's a massive property. It really is. It's just off of one of the busiest highways here, 695, and you wouldn't know that this was in here. It's just, you know, sort of like farmland, horse country, and they just built this massive Caves Valley Golf Club. And it's a haul. It really is a haul, just like Kapalua. If you wanted to walk Kapalua, and this is a walkers-only golf course.
Wow.
for the members. Yeah, and it's as tough a walk. I asked the guys, is this a tougher walk than Kapalua? And they said, well, no, because this is tougher. Because Kapalua, at least you could go, you could see the ocean and feel good. You know, the views, you get that and you feel better. And there is a stretch here that's actually sort of flat, but it's up there as one of the toughest walks in the PGA Tour.
Wow, so the walk is tough, but, I mean, the scores are incredibly low. And some online, you know, on Twitter and other social media say this course isn't difficult enough for a playoff of this stature.
Well, there's nothing they could do about it. Every player that got here for the first time, and that started Monday, they knew 20 to 25 under was going to win. And we were even asking them on Thursday, can 30 under win? And Patrick Cantlay said, no, I don't think so. Wow. There's only been 3 30 unders or better on PGA Tour in 72 holes. But now it's definitely in play. They'd gotten a lot of rain this summer, and it's so humid, you just can't dry the golf course out. Now, in hindsight, maybe they could have tightened the fairways, and that's what the players were saying. Is there any way they can make, you know, this course can have defense, any defense? Is there anything they can do? And they said, no, not with fairways this wide. So, you know, yesterday, you know, Bryson was on basically a 58 watch. He could have birdied the last two holes for a 58. And right behind him, two groups behind him, was Patrick Cantlay, who was on a 59 watch. Today, we have already got K.H. Lee, who's 4 under through four holes. It's just today. They just, there's nothing you can do if Mother Nature deals this.
So
greens are absolutely perfect. So Ernie Els' record for 72 holes is 31 under par. That's in jeopardy. You know, and all these guys, the caddies were telling me, as soon as they started playing this course, they knew it's absolutely Billy Jambeau. On his worst day, he'll shoot 68. His worst day, he'll shoot 68. Because most of the carries are 320. He's got that in the bag. And it's just a bomber's delight. And there's really no trouble. I think Jordan Spieth said it yesterday. You really have to screw up to make a bogey here. Yeah. So now, would he play that easy if they had gotten firm conditions, if it wasn't as humid, if it wasn't as hot? There's another thing. You can't put a whole lot of water down when it's this hot because it'll just burn the grass. And they'll want more and more water, and then you just soak in the golf course even more. So they can't really do that. And with the humidity, it's you know, these players, it is hot. But they're more concerned about the humidity. You just can't do anything. It wouldn't have played this easy at any other year. You know, it's just so. It's just Mother Nature dealt up a shooting gallery here, and the players are just going lights out.
Well, it's exciting for people watching because nothing like watching birdies and the pace. How's the pace? Is it faster?
Actually, they played in 4 hours and 45 minutes yesterday in threesomes. And,
wow,
you know, they're in threesomes again today because there was a weather delay yesterday. So they'll go off in threesomes tomorrow. I'm not sure. I don't think they would. I think they'll go off in twosomes. But that was another thing. Everybody feared because they knew they were going to go off in threesomes.
We're
play twosomes.
We're losing you occasionally. Yeah. If you stand in the same spot all the time.
Okay.
There's something about the, I don't know, you know how it is in the media centers of these major events. There's so many people using all of the, you know what I mean. I can't think of the word for it. It's just it's a digital nightmare for all the equipment. So let me ask you this. I went to Bryson's, by the way. I just went to Bryson's Twitter page to see if he had talked about or mentioned anything. It's kind of disappointing because it's just one long advert. You know, it's like, okay, this is another advertising page. Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka have put their feud to bed, says Ryder Cup captain Steve Stricker. So, okay, what is the word on the course?
It's been that way for about a month because DeChambeau and Brooks, they both addressed this a month ago. They're not stupid. I mean, they're doing some dumb things here, but you get in that team room, and they know they were going to put their feelings aside because you're playing for country, you're playing for flag, you're playing for captain, you're playing for teammate. And Brooks said, and this was a month ago, and Brooks said, I can put up with anybody for a week if it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
And this is for a good cause. Stricker was asked, you know, a reporter finally got to him, and Stricker was asked, did you by any chance call him? That was the only news that Stricker had talked to both of them. And he was assured right away, just like Brooks told us right away when we asked him a month ago, and what Bryson told us a month ago. Of course, there's not going to be a problem. It's 12 strong, you know, and we're going to put our differences aside. Now, we're not going to be paired together. So, you know, you're in the team room. Team room's pretty big. You know, one player can be on one side of the room. Another player can be on the other side of the room. And none of the other players that I know of that, you know, are going to be on the team for – there's five right now that are already on the team. And others that, you know, are pretty much locks. They all said, no, it's not going to be a problem. I mean, by the way
– I just sometimes think that
– both sides, Europe and the U.S. So – it's not going to be a problem at all.
Okay, good. I'm glad. It just seems that sometimes the European team is able to truly coalesce as one, while the U.S. team seems to still take some of the chips on their shoulders or wherever into the Ryder Cup. And that seems to be a detriment for our success. You know, we don't play as well if we've got someone out there upset about something with someone. It's just, you know, I'm glad they're all thinking team rather than individual issues. That makes me feel very good. On another point that I was really surprised to see, we have this, you know, don't snap your club over your knee. You know, it hurts. Plus, you don't have one after that. And the course is playing pretty easy, but Patton Kizzire really lost it. What happened?
Well, he does have a temper, but this is one of the rare times he's ever shown it in public. He snapped his driver last week, too, with the Northern Trust. Put it behind his back and pulled his arms forward. And
wow.
He's into it when the course is this easy. And you still aren't making birdies, you get a lot angrier. Mm. I mean, you can temper your anger when you're making bogeys on a very difficult course, or you're not making birdies on a very difficult course because you know it's difficult. This course is just basically a driving range with a flag at the end of the shots, and he lost it. It's unlike him. I mean, believe me, Patton Kizzire is not that guy that walked off the 18th green yesterday. Something just must have snapped. He was in contention briefly yesterday, and then all of a sudden, you know, he had a bad run. Now there's no shot unless he shoots 60-60, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So he won't get to the Tour Championship, which is always the goal of everybody's.
Yeah. Yeah,
but, you know, he got caught in the moment, and unfortunately, we get to see him wreck a lot of things.
Yeah, you know, I kind of understood it when he tried to hit his golf ball using his putter off the course, and he didn't quite come in contact doing that. Just like, then boom, he snaps it over his knee, and then what was bizarre for me was attacking his hat while he was walking up to the scoring tent along the path lined with spectators. You know, it's like, your hat? What did your hat do?
Well, you go after whatever you got in your hands, I guess.
All right. And something along the lines of odd, Phil Mickelson taking on the USGA for that proposed driver length limit. You want to delve into that?
Sure. I mean, I think the only people that should be angry are golfers who are 6'8" or taller. Because unless you are an elite player, you have no business using any driver length over 46. Can't handle it. There's just no way. I went up and down the driving range talking to players, caddies, equipment guys, coaches, asking them how many pros out here. And they say the only ones that would be over 46, and they weren't sure because it's in and out, would be Bryson, Dylan Fratelli, Pat Perez, and Phil Mickelson. So if there's only a handful of guys, let's say there's 10 guys on the PGA Tour that have a 46.5-inch driver or longer, 10 out of 200 PGA Tour players. It's one of every 20. I don't understand what Phil is saying in this. It's been pointed out by others, some good historians in golf. When the limit was 43.5 back in Jack Nicklaus's days, golfers weren't getting hurt back then.
Mm-hmm.
So when Phil says, you know, if you keep the, if you give a limitation that's hurting the game, you'll have more injuries because people swing more violently. Well, when 190 out of the 200 players are using something less than 46 inches and they're not all swinging violently and getting hurt, I don't know what Phil's end game is here. I don't know what it is. I mean, and it's not as if the rule hasn't been changed again. You know, he said golf is booming for the first time in 40 years, and of course the USGA wants to go and rip it. I mean, I think there are people, and Phil's not the only one, that have it out for the USGA and the RNA because they're basically the only professional sports organization that is governed by amateurs, and they sort of don't like that. But again, this is it's a limitation to anybody who's over 6 foot six or 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", who plays golf and would need something more than 46 inches. Like the monster, I can't remember his name, the 6 foot nine guy who played in the British Open.
Yes.
And it's my bad that I don't have his name. He's definitely over 46 inches. But they've limited to 48. And so now they're going to bring it down to 46 if they do. I mean, they haven't done anything yet. But if they do, 46, these players will adapt. I mean, and Phil will adapt, and Dylan Fratelli will adapt, and others will adapt. And somehow, some way, they'll figure out how to get a 46-inch driver to hit it longer without violently swinging. They'll figure it out. And, you know, the shafts keep getting better and better. And so it just came out of the blue. And basically every player that we were talking to just basically shrugged. Well, I don't use anything over 46, so I don't care. I mean,
that's what Rory said.
So,
yes. Rory McIlroy made it very clear that it was like, I tried one and I, you know, and I'm back and I'm over it.
it won't do anything to limit the distance. If they, you know, the one thing that has to be done is to draw the ball back, you know, dial the ball back. If they don't do that, I've had players tell me, you know how you kill distance here in the United States on the PGA Tour? You can only have a certain height of your tee. You can't have these monster tees. If you have a tee, like a normal tee, and that's the only thing they could use, these guys wouldn't be unleashing it and hitting it 360, 370, 380.
Wow.
They wouldn't be able to get it. There's all sorts of different things they can do to dial back distance, and I think Rory's point was, you know, limiting the driver shaft isn't going to do much because hardly anybody uses over 46 anyway. So, but again, they haven't done anything. We'll wait until November. They said November they'll have some new rules out concerning distance, and we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, Golf Week USA Today. I've missed you. So there.
Thank you. I miss being on there, I miss talking to you.
We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, you got it, Danielle.
Aloha. I just wanted to, we're going to go to our next guest shortly, but Bernard Langer shot his age on his 64th birthday. He shot a 64 yesterday on his 64th birthday. And he said, I was texting with my family this morning because of the rain delay, and I said, my goal is to shoot my age today and give myself a birthday present. Well, I guess he achieved his goal, and the power of positive thinking strikes again. Looking forward to talking with our next guests, Major Ed Polito, Heart of a Lion, with John Daly, their foundation, and Jason Faircloth, the founder of U.S. Disabled Golf Association. We're looking for a golf course to host the 2022 championship. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
And Aloha Power Equipment's Sand Island store is the one moving. Aloha Power Equipment's new superstore across from Home Depot's Evile parking structure, across from Costco on Alakava. You know the road. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators. Aloha Power Equipment has it all. The Waipahu store is open, but the Sand Island store is closed to move to Alakava. Look for their opening September 3rd. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice store. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
Rainer Garage Doors.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Major Ed Polito, retired Purple Heart recipient who lost his leg in combat, founder and CEO of Heart of a Lion, John Daly Ed Polito Foundation, thanks to the first corporate sponsor, Wentz. Truly great. The Heart of a Lion, John Daly, Ed Polito Foundation helps children, veterans, first responders. You probably remember Major Ed. He was Senior VP of Folds of Honor for over 13 years. He's taking all of his understanding now. Heart of a Lion. The lion is the logo in John Daly. So the lion in that logo is John Daly. The purple heart, of course, surrounding the lion, and the American flag ringing the heart. Yes, the American heart is with all of us, and we should make a difference. Absolutely. We're going to talk with you. Welcome into the clubhouse, Major Ed Polito. Hello, Major Ed Polito.
Can you hear me okay?
I can barely hear you. I've got a lot of kids in the background. Major Ed, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly now. I want to talk with you about your foundation with John Daly and how that came about later this summer. You know, it's maybe sometime in September, because we really need to talk more about that in depth. But we need to use our time right now to find a home for the 2022 United States Disabled Golfer Association. Is that good with you?
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. And, of course, we could talk about what we're doing. But, you know, you've always been in my corner, and I appreciate all that you do. And, hey, aloha out there in Hawaii, baby.
Yeah. And Jason Faircloth is founder and championship coordinator, United States Disabled Golf Association. and the United States Disabled Golf Championship presented by Ping. It was at Longbow Golf Club in Clinton, North Carolina. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jason.
Hello, hello.
It's good.
How y'all doing?
Good, really, really good. In 2011, Jason Faircloth became the first and only American to play in the Disabled British Open. He was one of only three persons with cerebral palsy to play in that event, and it was televised on Sky Sports throughout Europe. Jason finished 34th overall, 6th in his flight in 2011, 28th overall, and runner-up in his flight in 2012. He's worked in golf for a long time, and now his heart is in making this championship. Jason, how many players did you have when you folks were playing at Longbow Golf Club?
We had 79 golfers.
From around the world?
79 golfers. Yes.
Wow.
From two countries.
Wow. So you this is really growing, and now you're looking for a golf course that wants to have you come and play. Have you had any where do you want it to be? What regions of the United States?
To be honest with you, we don't really have a preference right now, but we just want the community to support it as we are at the golf course. That's what makes this championship go, is getting the community in behind it.
Yeah, so
wherever that might be.
So you want the community to embrace it and to support it wherever that may be. I think that's beautiful. And what, I need to know a little bit, of course, how do they get in touch with you if somebody is interested in hosting your championship?
They can email me at jason@usdga.net.
Great.
Or they can call me.
Let me get your email correctly. usdga.net. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Great. And then the telephone number where someone can reach you?
910-214-5983.
Great. Now let me go over to Major Ed Pulido. Ed, may I call you Ed?
Of course you can.
Okay. Thanks. How are you helping Jason find a course?
Well, you know that I've gone to Ireland and played many courses even around the country, and certainly one of the things that kind of gravitated and the connection that was made was the fact that, you know what, we want to help disabled golfers. We want to make sure that we grow the game in that area, and to also educate the general public on the importance of golf and what it did for me when I went through my recovery and how powerful it was that I'm living with a traumatic brain injury and of course lost a leg. And then all of a sudden I'm out on the links hitting the ball and of course the coordination behind the game and just a connection to the donors and the people that I'm associated with through the Folds of Honor and now through the John Daly Major at Heart of a Lion Foundation. It just made sense that we all come together and say, hey, what can we do purposefully for the warriors that I know, and then for the people that are disabled in this country that need recreational and also opportunities to compete. And I think that's what this is all about.
That's a really good thought. How did it make, here you are, you're wearing your prosthetic. I imagine that the golf course is challenging because of the different lies that you encounter. When you were able to go through the course comfortably, did that help your self-esteem?
Oh, yeah. One of the things, self-esteem, coordination, impact. The other thing, too, that I will say is that, the concentration behind the game, that there's a little, it's frustrating to be able to hit a golf ball and hit it right and be a part of all of that. But, just wearing the gear and being involved in the game and just being able to do it, I just think that's a championing cause. And the game, you know, provides over $3.59 billion yearly to charitable causes. And this is just another example of how people can go out and compete, be a part of something special. And then, you know what, at the end of the day, for those that are disabled, they can be the individuals that, you know what, not only increase that, like you said, self-esteem, but self-confidence and self-worth, and making sure that you know that they can contribute and be a part of the game. And I think that, to me, is a winning ticket to what we talk about, resiliency and success.
You're absolutely right. There's just for, you know, everybody, the being a part of a group of golfers going out, there's a camaraderie that everything about you just kind of falls away. And there's this sense of you're on a gorgeous golf course, or even if it's not gorgeous, you're in the middle of nature, and you're having a wonderful time with people. And it's like the world has embraced you. At least that's been my, and I feel klutzy all the time. I'm super self-conscious. I'm never comfortable standing in front of people, let alone on the first tee. So, but you lose all of that. And it's really empowering. There's a wonderful feeling, and you sort of get close to people in the process. At least that was my experience. Jason, with cerebral palsy, is it cerebral palsy? Am I pronouncing it correctly? I've always wondered.
Yes.
Okay. It is. It means that there's a balance issue, right, for you?
Yes, and it's like I'm going to physical therapy right there, because I've noticed that I'm beginning to get kind of like the lack of the physical, and so I'm beginning to get back into physical therapy. Last year, I didn't really do a whole lot because I was playing so good that I did not want to mess that up. But now this year, I kind of see that I'm kind of falling behind, and so I want to make my life better. So that's kind of the reason why I got back into it.
You know, it's really important.
I'm 42 years old. I'm getting old.
You're young. You're a young whippersnapper. Okay, that's all there is to it. Well, I was just thinking, you know, balance is something Ed just talked about, and you have those challenges, and it's just what got you into golf? I mean, it'd be one of the things that some people might not think that their child or they could be successful at.
Well, I played sports all my life, and I got into tennis. But they didn't have a tennis team in high school. But they had a golf team. And one of my friends started playing golf. And so that's just how it became about.
That's great. So, and you felt that team camaraderie, that being a part of a larger, made you feel comfortable, I imagine.
I love to compete, whether it's on the golf course or even, you know, doing this tournament. I mean, I love to challenge myself and to try to make this tournament the best there is in the world. And so I've always loved a challenge.
So
that's the way I am.
That's wonderful. I'm going to go out there and compete, and I got this challenge, and I'm going to be successful. I mean, if we all felt like that in our lives, we would be one powerful planet. Jason Faircloth is founder and championship coordinator. He founded the United States Disabled Golf Association, and he puts together the United States Disabled Open Golf Championship. Now, right now, he is looking for a home course, maybe, or a course for at least the 2022 championship. If you know anyone or if you're interested, his email is really easy. It's jason at USDGA.net. U.S. Disabled Golf Association.net. USDGA. And his phone number is 910-214-5983. And, of course, this show is podcast in its entirety. So if you miss this, you can always go there, or you can reach out through our website, radiogolfclub.com. There's a contact link. You can send us a note saying, I'd like to get more information. That's one way to do it. Or you can, of course, just email Jason at usdga.net. Easy. Major Ed Bolito, retired Purple Heart recipient who lost his leg in combat, he understands. Have you participated in a strictly disabled golf event?
Yes, I've done several charity events, and then I've done two or three competitions. One of them, of course, was just kind of getting my feet wet in it, and then, of course, two competitive outings. But I will tell you that, you know, at the John Daly Major Ed Heart of a Lion Foundation, that's one of our pillars of success, is to make sure that our disabled warriors from the battlefield, and, you know, things are going hot and heavy now in Afghanistan, that yes, we want to empower these veterans to be able to take the game of golf and utilize it as a way for recovery and for success. And certainly, it's not just success on the golf course, it's success outside of the golf course with the people that they meet, the donors, and the champions that love the game, and that the game can be utilized as a way of not only recovery, but of a possible employment, a possible mentorship, and other things. And I think that, to me, is why Jason and I have aligned ourselves with our mission, and that is to not only compete, but also to empower and support and get new veterans that may need this support out on the links and to have a good time and to also grow the game. And that, to me, is the important value that we can all bring to the table.
That's awesome. I went to visit my son. He's Army. And Steve Greiner at Belvoir, he started a program a long time ago. And, you know, it's just wonderful to see. I went to it, and I got to meet people. And, you know, some of the people said, well, you can't tell that they have an issue, right? You don't know, you can't see something specifically, but they'd been blowed up. And, you know, and sometimes they would have to leave and walk away from the group, but they were always able to come back to the group. The group would always be there for them, even if they had to walk away to refocus, to get themselves together, to come back. And it's that kind of camaraderie and inclusivity and people embracing you regardless that I thought was one of the most powerful and special experiences in my life. So I thank both of you, Major Ed Bolito, retired, and, of course, our Jason. You might find him Jason Hicks Faircloth on social media if you're looking for Jason Faircloth. His middle is Hicks, and that makes him stand out. Again, his email is jason@usdga.net. And Major Ed, you're going to have to be on the show so we can talk more about how you and John Daly got together and created the John Daly Ed Bolito Foundation, Heart of a Lion. It's great talking with both of you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you, and what a great day to be in America.
Yes, truly. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Aloha. We'll talk soon. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Wales. Yep, just like that, we're going to go to Wales. Uh-huh, because the U.S. team Curtis Cup, victorious. Yes, it didn't look like that on day one. Day two, we came back, and day three, boy, the Europeans had a tough time. We'll be back, and Lewin Mayer is there. Lewin Mayer is there. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
All right, the Tampa Pro Shop started as a hobby and turned into something much bigger. TampaProShop.com, much bigger. And we've got E12 contact for straight and distance. Everybody wants to go straight and they want to go far. That's right. Tampa Pro Shop has golf balls, accessories, clothing, and they've provided us with these Bridgestone E12s so that we can give them to you. All you got to be is the ninth caller. And the number is 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. Oh, you know, I have one other thought. I just wanted to make sure that you understood. Don't go to Sand Island, the store, Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island store, because they're moving. Aloha Power Equipment's new superstore is right across from Costco on Alakava. Yes, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, you know Aloha Power Equipment, they have it all. The Waipahu store is also open, but the Sand Island store, they're closed to move to Alakava and look for their opening on September 3rd.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com. Or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And checking in all the way from Wales. Last week it was Scotland, and the week before it was Scotland. She's gone down to Wales. Louine Mayer, Global Golf Post, senior writer. She is author of several books, including 100 Years of Women's Golf, Carefree Golf, Woman Golfer, The Story of Scotland's Belle Robertson. Welcome into the clubhouse, Louine.
Thank you. Thank you very much. In fact, our weather is just so extraordinary in Wales. I can't, you know, you'd have thought the mattress over in California has been so wonderful. And that was in the Americans' favor. One of the things, anyhow, they played great, I have to say.
Yes. You know, we're calling on Louine because she's right there. And the USA team includes Hawaii's Allison Corpuz, who was one of, what was it, six U.S. players who won their singles match today?
Oh, yes. I mean, there was no stopping them. I mean, it was just amazing. Because I heard you sort of spelling out what happened before the break for the adverts. And, you know, we thought we had the thing in the bag as we won all these points on the first day, you know, 4.5 to 1 and 1.5. And, you know, that was unheard of for a British lead or a GB and Ireland lead. And then the next day, of course, you hit back, and then it was 6-6. And the singles, it started, you know, it was, they were close to start with, but the first match looked as though it should have gone to Hannah Darling, Scotland. You know, she was a great player, and you know, Scottish player, of course, and she was three up with four to play, and we thought that was safe enough, but then she ended up with only half a point, and that was the moment, I think, at which, you know, heads didn't go down, but obviously, you know, they realized that they were unlikely to do it at that point, I think.
Yeah, you know, it kind of took the wind out of the sails. And speaking of wind, because I was up, I get up at a ridiculously early hour. I was up watching, and there was no wind. I think that truly what you said earlier is what favored the U.S. team so much. It was, as you said earlier, playing in California. It was playing in the U.S. with no wind. It was not in favor of the European, or rather the GB&I team. Absolutely.
Exactly. I think we've been hoping for wind and to see more of the Americans flying off into the gorse, I'm afraid. And they did actually put their drivers away, I think, at the end of the first day. And thereafter, they just went down one fairway after another. It was very, very impressive.
Wow. Well, so the six players won their matches, the singles matches. Rachel Heck, Brooke Matthews, Rachel Keane, Allison Corpuz, Emilio Migliaccio, Rose Zhang. She did not lose a match at all. I mean, this 18-year-old is obviously extremely good.
Oh, yes. Sorry, which one are you saying? This which name are you mentioning?
Rose Zhang.
Oh, she's terrific. Isn't she wonderful? Yes.
Yes.
No, a great girl. Very good girl. I asked her on Friday night after she'd got 3.5 points, and she's the youngest player on your side, and so had Hannah Darling. So I thought, as the youngest player in either side and as the leading point scorers, I'd ask them what they would say to their teams if they'd been asked to do the team talk that night. And I'll tell you exactly what your Zhang said. She said, "I'd remind them that Americans can handle pressure and that we never give up. And I'd remind them to stay motivated. We're all amazing and we've got every shot in the bag." So how's that for us?
I love that. We're all amazing and we've got every shot in the bag.
Isn't that lovely?
Yes.
And Darling, you know, because we don't go quite to those kind of lengths over here, but she, Darling said, "This is our time to shine. We're strong players, and we need to feel proud." And in fairness to them, they did stay proud until the Americans went up a gear and were actually, you know, I just think they had more life left in them. I think possibly it didn't help our cause that Louise Duncan, who was such a sensation at Carnoustie, you know, we'd expected so much from her when nobody should have expected anything from her after what she did at Carnoustie, finishing in the top 10 among the pros, because you know, she just ran out of gas, as you would expect.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking the same thing, and it was so strange because the Curtis Cup was over after Rachel Keane, when she won her match. We were watching Emilio Migliaccio and Rose Zhang in their final matches, and Rose was going up against Louise Duncan, and Rose had it in the bag pretty much. Louise was obviously completely distraught that she couldn't compete. I mean, she, as you said, she had nothing left to give, and she was the anchor, the last member. You know, she at least wanted to put another point on the board, even if they couldn't win, so it wouldn't be so lopsided. It was she was overwhelmed, and I felt for her after all that she has accomplished this summer.
Oh, yes, but I think, you know, it was just, I mean, Elaine Ratcliffe, the captain, she rested her on Thursday. She played in the morning and got half a point, and then she was rested in the afternoon. And but she the magic that she'd had at Carnoustie, you know, in front of all her home crowd and all her university friends from Stirling, you know, they were sort of cheering her every shot. And it, you know, that couldn't have gone on. And I think the American captain told me she had actually hoped that, that might happen to her. She didn't mean it nastily, but she just thought that might happen.
Yeah.
Because you can't just sustain that kind of a high, can you? And go from one event to another and just come out on top both times.
Yeah. And I mean, she's 21, but that's still young. To have such success
now. And she's a young 21, yes.
There you go. Interesting about one of our winners, Rachel Keene, who actually dropped the winning putt. She won while her mother was watching. And
yeah,
I think her mother played on the Curtis Cup teams and never won, I think.
No, she didn't win her first time out, but the next time out in 1998, she won all 4 points, and she won the crucial putt.
Ah, that's it. Yes, yes, yes. She held the winning putt just like her daughter did. I mean, has that ever happened?
Her daughter didn't have to hold the crucial putt because she was very lucky that poor Louise Duncan. Hoping I've still got the right thing. No, yes, she was the one, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yes. Louise, she'd been all over the place at that hole and ended up with a 7. So the American girl didn't have to do too much to win.
No. We're talking about Rachel Keene.
Rachel Keene, yes.
Yes, there we go.
She was playing Louise Duncan.
Yes,
that's right. And Louise Duncan finished, you know, she had a 7. She was all over the place. And so Keene didn't have to do too much. You know, she knew she'd got that hole in the bag, really.
Yeah. Well, it was really marvelous watching. And the golf course, I didn't know much about the golf course, but it certainly is beautiful.
Oh, it's stunning. I don't think I've ever been to a more attractive Curtis Cup in my life. The place is sensational. It's got these wonderful views, out to sea and along the estuary, lots of boats and mountains around. And, it's just so beautiful. And the course is fantastic. And the members are fantastic. And, you know, all the big majors we see nowadays, you know, the USGA or the RNA will sort of take over, and it doesn't have much to do with it. You know, the members aren't really involved over much. But here, the members have done everything you could imagine to make this Curtis Cup a success. And my, how they succeeded. It was just wonderful.
Right. And now pronounce the name of the course for me so I don't make a mess of it.
Conway.
Conway. Oh, just doesn't have an A between the N and the Y.
It's just a Welsh way of saying it, apparently. But
yes,
I mean of writing it rather. But I think it's they pronounce it the same.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Louine Mayer, Global Golf Post. It's been so much fun talking with you over these last 3 weeks. And no, the audience is not tired of you. You always bring a flair to things. And we'll talk again during Solheim Cup, okay?
Oh, yes. Now, you know I'm not going to be there, don't you?
I do know that. Yes, it's okay. Nobody's traveling much these days. But I thought we'd have a much better insight into the players through you.
Okay, yes, I know the players well enough, or most of them. So that's fine. I'm sure I'll find something to say.
Okay, thank you very much for being on the show. We're going to come back. Jonathan Carlson, CEO and founder, Hawaii Pain and Spine, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
And the Aloha Power Equipment Sand Island store is moving, so they're closing. They're closed today. Aloha Power Equipment's new superstore is across from Alakava. They're on Alakava, across from Costco. With all of their fantastic things, like, I didn't even know a robotic mower existed. Chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, riding mowers, Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now,
676-3667.
Yeah, or you can go to hawaiidoor.com, 808-676-DOOR.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
I've known people who've actually done that. There goes the bag, and now I've got to go find my keys. Jonathan Carlson, MD, CEO, and founder, Hawaii Pain and Spine in Kailua, online at hawaiipain.com, Instagram, Hawaii Pain and Spine, where Aloha meets innovation and patient care. And they treat every chronic pain patient as if they were Ohana. They are, that's why. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dr. Carlson.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, as an interventional pain specialist, ABMS, double board certified in anesthesiology and pain management, Hawaii Pain and Spine, of course, there are so many reasons why people don't get on the golf course anymore. One of them, of course, the one we hear most often about is back pain. And some of the back pain issues just don't seem to resolve themselves with a patch.
Right.
A patch or a salve or something that they're promising will, you know, take that pain away. Can you give us an idea of what goes on with someone older in the back that causes the pain?
Yes, there could be so many things, Danielle. But, you know, I think of family members, of friends of family members that are kind of that senior generation, if you will, getting into the 60s and older, like, man, I worked so hard and I retired and now I can't even walk the golf course. And there could be a lot of things. There could be, you know, arthritis, bulging discs, those kind of things. But one of the things that often happens as patients age is a condition in the spine called lumbar spinal stenosis. And if you, and that's narrowing of the spine where the nerves run. And if that gets too bad, you can develop another part of that called neurogenic claudication. I'm throwing big words out, not trying to sound Akamai or Spiner. These are the diagnostic terms that we use in the spine world. But this narrowing the spine can prevent these patients from prolonged standing and prolonged walking. And typically the signs that you have that is the way that goes away is you sit down or you lean forward. Often we call it the positive shopping cart sign, where if you see someone in Costco or one of these big shopping centers, Home Depot, they're leaning on a shopping cart forward. It's like, well, I wonder if they have lumbar spinal stenosis. I don't have patients say, you know, I have really bad back pain. I can't walk the course anymore. That's one of the first things I ask them. Well, when you stand for a long time, when you walk for a long time, I think it better when you sit or lean forward or you lean on a shopping cart when you're going to the shopping mart. And they say yes, then there's a pretty surefire way that they have lumbar spinal stenosis with neurogenic claudication.
So, lumbar spinal stenosis, what causes it?
There's a whole host of things, but it's a combination of arthritis. There's an enlargement of a ligament there called the ligament flavum. And then there's also disc bulging. But it's ultimately, I tell people, genetics, good old Father Time playing his cruel tricks on us. And sometimes it could be injury, maybe hard manual labor. It doesn't have to be a hard, fast thing where there's maybe an accident, fall, or trauma. Sometimes it can just develop over time. I think prevention is the biggest thing, and we hear about it all the time. And I mentioned this on the show before, but the things that doctors nag their patients about, diet and exercise and all these, and staying active, I think, is a big thing. Unfortunately, though, you do all those things, it can still happen. Mm. But I think the biggest thing is that there's solutions that a pain doctor can offer these patients if, in fact, they have this diagnosis.
So what can they do?
Well, it's a real good question. I think the biggest thing is if you've already seen a pain specialist, make sure that they have the right diagnosis. It's interesting to me. Sometimes doctors will get stuck on, even really smart spine surgeons get stuck on another condition called sciatica. This condition can act very much like sciatica, pain in the back, going down one leg. Oh, you just have a bulging disc, and we need to just get rid of that disc, and it'll get better. But the key is asking the question, is that pain that goes in your back down one leg or sometimes both legs, does it get better when you sit down or lie down or lean forward? And if the answer is that, then you're pretty confident they have the diagnosis. Of course, you'd have to have an MRI. But the things you do are very simple at first. You do the classic non-invasive things. You do medication. Sometimes patients do just fine with physical therapy or chiropractic care or anti-inflammatories. Sometimes they nerve pain medication or medications called gabapentin or Lyrica. But if that's not working, then you start to think, well, we got to talk to a pain specialist. And, some people want to jump right into surgery. They think, oh, quick fix. And I'm not anti-surgeon, and I have a lot of great friends. They're very smart surgeons here in the island and even across the country. But going from conservative care, physical therapy, and medicines right to surgery, unless they're having paralysis or some kind of foot drop or bowel bladder issues, often seeing an interventional pain specialist, pain and spine specialist is the best solution because we can do minimally invasive things through small needles.
Minimally invasive and small needles. But it's been my experience that you don't even feel the needles. And you do that through a medication, of course. So you're not going to feel anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So patients get nervous. Oh, I don't know if I want someone putting needles in my spine,
right,
getting near my spine or near the spine and in the spine itself. But we use x-ray guidance. So, yeah, exactly to your point, fluoroscopic guidance. Sometimes you can use ultrasound guidance. But we do minimally invasive pain interventions. And the first thing that we often offer these patients is a simple epidural steroid injection, which is interesting because that's really the same thing that we do for someone that's failed conservative care with sciatica. But an epidural steroid injection is really good because it's a minimally invasive way. I'm talking these needles are not the size of them as far as the diameter is not much bigger than the tip of a tap. And we guide these needles to the areas that are affected. Usually it's L3-4, L4-5, where you have the stenosis or central narrowing of the spine. And we see if they get relief with that. Decreases inflammation, decreases swelling. It doesn't get rid of the enlarged ligament or bulging disc or the arthritis. But often there's patients, many, many patients with this condition that have no pain, have no symptoms of neurogenic claudication. And so we do an epidural steroid injection first. And if that doesn't work, then there's some different minimally invasive procedures that we can do. I'd often get a spine surgeon involved at this point and talk to them, hey, they have mild stenosis. It's not severe. What do you think of doing something that's a little more invasive but still minimally invasive? We have a procedure called the minimally invasive lumbar decompression where you make the size of the entry of it's a little bit bigger needle, if you will, about the size of a pencil. We can go in there and remove the parts of the bone and parts of the ligament, and we can open up that area. surgeons do that in a next step called a laminectomy, where they actually open up the back and they remove bone and ligament, sometimes disc. There's another procedure that sometimes I offer patients if they don't have severe stenosis or narrowing. It's called a vertiflex procedure. And we place a little interspinous spacer between the interspinous processes, which you can feel those in your back. You feel the bumps in your back. Well, we can place the spacer. And what that, in essence, does is prevents there to be too much narrowing when the patient extends their back, and it stops extension. So I know I'm kind of getting technical here, but the steps would be, I think, an epidural steroid injection. If that's not working, maybe a minimally invasive lumbar decompression, we call the mild procedure. If that doesn't work, maybe a vertiflex procedure replaces spacer. If they're not getting better with that, then the surgeon can come in. If it's multi-level, maybe they'll do a fusion. If it's just one or two, maybe they'll do a laminectomy where they remove bone. But what's nice is we have a multimodal team approach to try to help these patients.
Excellent. And the whole idea is getting you back on the golf course so you can actually get the exercise that you need so that everything stays limber as much as possible. And it's so important for the body. Now, when you talk about the inflammation, that's because, let's say, the nerve doesn't have the space anymore through the bone that it used to have. And so that irritation not only hurts, it causes a swelling because it's irritated. So it swells because it's irritated, and all that swelling just adds to the pain problem because the swelling makes it,
Yes. You
know, even narrower. So that's how the injection is going to help. Is that it?
Yep, you've got it. I mean, in essence, I mean, there's a much deeper discussion sometimes on that. But, that in essence is what the epidural steroid injection is. Some patients think, well, is this going to get me better forever? Not necessarily. You might have to repeat this. I have some patients that once a year they have this condition. They'll come in and they'll get their epidural. Sometimes they'll do a second or third epidural steroid injection. But if it prevents a big surgery, then, and again, if you don't have bowel bladder issues or paralysis, I think that's a – we're learning more and more, and really all the specialties, that less is more. And if we can do something minimally invasive to get someone better and keep them functional and keep them active, that's the best way to go, in my opinion. I'm not anti-surgeon. I have a lot of great colleagues that do great surgery here. But I would think long and hard before jumping right into surgery, kind of live in a fast food, microwave, get it done quick society. I just want to get in there and in and out quick. But you know, you have to think long and hard before having any kind of surgery. And I'm not against spine surgery. I think it would exhaust these minimally invasive options first before I jump into a surgery.
Excellent. You've made me feel so much better. Dr. Jonathan Carlson, MD, CEO and founder, Hawaii Pain and Spine. They're in Kailua. Lovely place. 808-452-1379 is the phone number. And Dr. Carlson is the interventional pain specialist, ABMS, double board certified in anesthesiology and pain management. He's treasurer and executive board of directors, American Society of Pain and Neuroscience, and board of directors, Pacific Spine and Pain Society, immediate past president, AZSIPP. You have so many hats, sir, and I really appreciate the time you've given everyone listening. You know, if you know somebody who's really stubborn, take them to Dr. Carlson. He's a surfer, so he can relate to everybody, you know, who wants to get back on the golf course and enjoy themselves, get back and becoming active again. And it's just the best thing for you. And I appreciate your time, Dr. Carlson. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Danielle. Have a great day. And I hope everyone out there has fun on the golf course today. Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you.
You know, speaking of golfers, some people get really frustrated with the game. There's all these different clubs, you know, and I don't know what to do with all these clubs. Well, first of all, if you just want to stay as a, you know, golfer, just eliminate the ones you don't use. I mean, if you find that you only use 5 golf clubs, why are you carrying them all with you and you don't know what to do with them anyway? So I always say, just take the ones that you like, use them, and leave the rest home. Get a smaller bag. Makes it so much easier. A carry bag. You can walk then, or ride, whichever makes you happy. That's the bottom line. Oh, by the way, By the way, we haven't gotten our ninth caller. We haven't gotten our ninth caller to win Bridgestone E12 contacts. Straight, distance, a box. A box. I will send you a box of E12s if you are the ninth caller. What's the number? It's 808-545-1111. 545-1111. All you have to be is the ninth caller, and you will win Bridgestone, courtesy TampaProShop.com. All right. Thank you so much for listening to all me go on and on. I have one other thing I want to bring in. Sue's Electric has been a leader for 40 years. 40 years. They do all kinds of jobs, from state and city and county down to your apartment buildings, your condos, hotels. Doesn't matter. Small houses, big houses, doesn't matter. Sue's Electric. Now, they're looking for a few good electricians because they're busy. Call 842-1944, extension 23. 842-1944, extension 23. It's Sue's Electric, where they do it right. So join their team, our team. Call 842-1944, extension 23.
Golf club tip number 25. Play for fun. Life's too short. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu. Oh, that number one more time to win the golf balls. That is, I'm getting out so many numbers. 808-545-1111.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
That's 676-DOOR, 808-676-DOOR, Rainer Doors. Find them at HawaiiDoor.com.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
John Prulidge, president, New Swarm Sports, creator of Fling Golf, and Fling Stick at flinggolf.com. John Prulidge has spent a while in the business of advertising, mainly television advertising technology, before becoming president of New Swarm Sports. He led two companies that were snapped up by larger companies. When he isn't working, by the way, his focus is his wife, his daughter, and their two rescue dogs. Okay, we love him already, don't we? All right, well, let's get him into the clubhouse. John Prulidge, welcome in.
Danielle, how are you?
Excellent.
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. So you're a hacker, huh?
I am, yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and I was talking about, hey, you know, if all those clubs and all that carrying around gets to you after a while, you want something a little less bulky. And I think I might even be able to play this sport. It's called Fling Golf. Now, first of all, New Swarm Sports was designed to help anyone getting into the business, right? So the business of Fling Golf, what is Fling Golf?
So Fling Golf is an alternative way to play golf. Instead of hitting the ball with a golf club, you're using a fling stick to throw or hurl the golf ball down the fairway. So the fling stick is a super lightweight stick that at the end of it, it's got this basket which holds a regular standard golf ball. Fling stick's made out of carbon fiber, so it's very lightweight. And all you need is one fling stick for your entire round because you can use it for every shot. From the tee box to even the green, you can even putt with it because the head of it has pads on the side to use as a putter.
So I hold the fling stick, I pull it back behind my back, and then I, with the golf ball in the little basket, I fling it forward, and there goes the golf ball.
Exactly. You may take a few steps back and then give it all you got, follow all the way through. It's sort of, some people compare it to sort of like a lacrosse golf hybrid. You can use a variety of different swing motions, but it's a very intuitive, natural throwing stroke that you're using.
Wow. So somebody who, you know, can't do the twist and bend sort of thing, this probably or could work for them, couldn't it?
Definitely, yeah. We've certainly had a lot of people that have back issues and that the sort of torque issues they might have with a regular golf swing, they can actually use a fling stick very well, and they're not getting that same pain. It's not, you know, not necessarily the reason we designed it, but it definitely, for people that have problems with a golf swing, it certainly, we've had a lot of people take on fling golf as a alternative way to get on the golf course so that they can be out where they love to be.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like fun, you know, and it looks like I could do it without hurting my already damaged back. So when I saw that, I went, wow, I like this. This is really cool. You could play this with people who are playing regular golf, couldn't you?
Absolutely. It's completely seamless with regular golf because, you know, first off, you're using a regular golf ball, so you don't have to modify the course in any way. It fits on perfectly on a golf course, and it's also the place of play is really similar to golf. Fling golf by itself probably plays a little faster, but mixed into a normal foursome, you're going, you know, at basically the same speed, and it really improves the pace of play for beginners. A lot of us have been there, a lot of us are still there, where if you're hacking around the golf course, you're spending all your time in the woods. Fling golf tends to be, once you've got your stroke down, a lot more accurate. So it's all sort of right in front of you, so you know your ball's going. And for beginners, it's a way to sort of eliminate that frustrating sort of first phase that a lot of them face with golf. So it gets them out there. They're not slowing down the rest of the golfers down there. And they're cutting to the sort of the fun and enjoyment of it, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, that I like that. And now, there are rules to fling golf?
Yeah, and they're very similar to regular golf. The probably the biggest difference is because you're picking the ball up and putting it in the actual head and before you throw it, there's the rules that golf has around the lie of the ball don't really come into play. So it's more about you have to release the ball for any shot prior to where it landed the previous shot. So the really only difference is we have a slightly different rule for sand traps where we treat them like any other hazard. So you take a stroke penalty. Otherwise, the sand trap wouldn't be any different from any other place on the course.
Oh, excellent. So, if I buy a fling stick from New Swarm, does that come with a rule book?
it comes with a when we can fit the rules on a card. So it's a 4x6 index card that has the rules. You know, as we evolve and we're going to eventually have leagues and tournaments and things like that, we'll layer in, I'm sure, a few more rules. But the rules are very basic. It's,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
Similar to golf. It's, you know, complete the hole in as few strokes as possible. And you get penalties when you're in the hazards or out of bounds or sand traps. But other than that, it's all about using the fling stick sort of in any way you can to propel the ball forward.
Okay. So instead of hitting the golf club, the golf ball with the club, I'm putting this ball into this little basket in the fling stick, and I'm overhand making the club go overhand. You all getting this? I saw it. You have a great video at flinggolf.com where this poor guy is lugging his bag, and he's got way too many clubs. And he's walking along the golf course, and somebody drives up on his golf cart and says, "Hey, you know, you want to try fling golf?" And he goes, you know, they have this conversation. They gets in the cart, and they off they go, and they have a great time. And the guy who is supposedly an amateur at this fling golf thing turns out to be really good at it. Now, I understand that not only can you just, like, make the ball go forward, you can also, when you get good at it, you can actually make it turn. So if there's a dog leg, I can get around the dog leg?
Yeah, you can definitely. We usually start people off with a traditional, really overhand swing. But then some people, you know, I think the more you sort of put a little bit of sidearm into it,
yeah,
you can get, sort of, certainly for right-handers, you can get some left-to-right motion. Some people use more of a baseball swing. You can even do this when you're closer to the green, sort of, you know, 100 yards in. You can almost do this low-to-high swing where you get a huge amount of loft on it. It doesn't go as far, but you're really sort of swinging sort of from low to high, from almost underhand in a sense, and then you're snapping it, puts a little bit of movement on it. I will say you don't get quite the, you know, for good or bad, you don't get quite the movement you're going to get with a golf swing, although I would say for most golfers it's probably a good thing. You're not getting your horrible slices or your duck hooks, but you can put a little movement on the ball. You can also... People have come up with, a lot of our players, as the game constantly evolves, different approaches around the green to using the fling sticks. So you can sort of simulate a chipping kind of motion where you're sort of flicking the ball and getting that sort of chipping arch when you're near the green. You can roll the ball out of the channel for really long putts. You can do flop shots. You can do bump and runs. anything you can really sort of think of that's effective of getting the ball forward works for fling golf.
So you'd have to do that underhanded, though, right? Is that allowed?
You can do an underhanded, or I mean, you can do a flop shot if you're, you know, 15, 20 yards off.
Yes.
You can do that overhand.
But if
it's really, in some fact, people have come up with almost a sidearm kind of thing. They call it the bunt. our player base is constantly sort of evolving to new techniques.
This is wonderful. Now, you know, am I allowed to take my putter? I don't think I could give up my putter. I would want my own putter. Can I take it? Is that in the rules?
We you know, it's interesting because we hear that from definitely a lot of people, especially people that have played a lot of golf. I would say, like, the purest form of it, and probably when it gets in terms of, like, competitive tournaments, you would just be able to use a fling stick. But for casual play, I think it's definitely going to evolve into having sort of hybrids as well. In fact, we know a number of players that have done the sort of three-club approach, which is they may take a driver to get maximum distance off the tees, use a putter on the green, and then use a fling stick for everything else. That way you're only carrying around three clubs.
That's marvelous.
So really, whatever way you're going to have fun is fair game.
So you go to flinggolf.com for more information, and can you buy the club at flinggolf.com?
You can, yes. We can ship anywhere easily in the United States and Canada. We can ship anywhere in the world. It's just a little more expensive that way.
Great.
But flinggolf.com has it all.
You know what? I found that in Hawaii, not only does Fling Golf have it all, I know that Navy Marine Golf Course even has fling stick rentals on your map.
That's right.
Yes. Navy Marine has rentals, so if you want to check it out and you can go to Navy Marine Golf Course, they can rent you a fling stick. And the Hickam Par 3 Golf Course, they are fling stick friendly. What do you call that on your map?
We call it Liberated, which that's a course that we know that fling golf isn't played there.
Yes.
You know, there's probably other places in Hawaii that it's been played because we've sold a fair amount of sticks, certainly in the last couple months since Shark Tank. But we don't know all the courses that people have played fling golf on.
I know that Ka'anapali on Maui, Ka'anapali Kai. Now, what you have to do is you have to increase for us, you have to increase the radius, at least for me. I wanted to find out what, you know, all the islands had, and I could only go 100 miles from my zip code, and that only gave me Oahu and Maui.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Our map. Yeah, we've that's not the first we've heard of that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We need to fix that.
I'll just, either that or I need to just find out a zip code from a neighbor island and put it in. It doesn't.
You can put the city in too. So if you put the island name, it should let you focus on that.
It should do that. All right. Well, yeah. John Prulidge, president, New Swarm Sports, creator of the Fling Golf and Fling Stick. It's flinggolf.com. Thanks so much for being on the show. This is fun.
Danielle, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. I'm glad. Okay. We're going to take care of our sponsors after this.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him. Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. That's Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. Our listeners are consumers, too.
Yes, and we would love to have you as a sponsor. Aloha Power Equipment is Aloha Power Equipment's Sand Island store. They are moving Aloha Power Equipment's new superstore. It's right across from Costco on Alakava. There's the Home Depot Evile parking structure. Across from Costco, of course, on the Eva side of the roadway, that's where you'll find Aloha Power Equipment, but not yet, because they're moving, and that is from Sand Island, which will be closed today. The Waipahu store is open, no problem. The Waipahu store is open. You can find all of the generators and weed whackers and chainsaws and robotic mowers and riding mowers and all those fabulous things that put power at your fingertips. It's Aloha Power Equipment. And they hope to have the store ready to go at Alakava on September 3rd. We'll keep you up to date. Rainer Doors, HawaiiDoor.com. That's where you see them. Beautify your home. Protect your home. Keep your loved ones safe. Get a new Rainer garage door. Nice and quiet. Raised panel, recessed panel, garage house designs, flush styling, unmatched strength and durability, and quiet. Have a new garage door installed, a Rainer overhead door. Call 808-676-DOOR, HawaiiDoor.com. You'll see them. It's 808-676-3667. Sioux Electric's been a leader for 40 years, and they're looking for a few good electricians. They're busy. Call 842-1944, extension 23. Sioux Electric. Join their team, our team. Call 842-1944, 842-1944, extension 23. All right, and MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, you need help right away, 24/7. You just call 528-3434 on Oahu, 528-3434. When disaster strikes, you need to call MD Restoration right away, because not only will they mitigate the problem immediately, get those fans in there, make sure that mold doesn't happen, and they will then go in as licensed contractors, and they can restore all that's been damaged. They can help you with all that decision-making. That's MD Restoration, 528-3434. RadioGolfClub.com. That's where the show is. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.